When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, today we are doing fat slut party roundups, voicemails, and a little bit of chat about...
Who gonna verify me, boo?
Oh, right.
Instagram. Who gonna give me that blue check, bitch? If you have that power, please let me know, and I will do a lot of things.
Like
mainly,
what?
Say thank you.
What about a pumpkin cheesecake?
I'll make you a pumpkin cheesecake. Now, I don't know if I can mail it. But most people that work at Instagram live in San Francisco or LA, right?
Send me the recipe for that pumpkin cheesecake.
You're not gonna get it.
Happy
You're
Tuesday.
Never gonna get it. Okay, we gotta go.
Happy Tuesday. Enjoy the show.
I'm hungover.
Forever. Dog.
When your first choice is a big old bus,
you turn around and boom, you end up with a sloppy second.
Oh, diva. I stopped used to be a little... Wait, our number... Wait. Well,
Wait is right.
Our number is 213-536-9180. Our email is sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Now, on with the show.
And then you say,
"Hi, you sloppy, you stupid little fucks, you not so fucks, you dirty little fucks, you stupid little fucks. Welcome to Sloppy Seconds with Big Dipper and Meatball. I'm Meatball, and that's Big Dipper. Well, we're back."
What time did you go to bed?
Probably like 3 in the morning, 3 o'clock. It's noon now. That's not bad. I left the bar before too. I was out of there when people were still dancing.
Oh, we're talking about Fat Slut. Last night, Meatball's amazing party, Fat Slut, happened.
We had a party called Fat Slut, baby.
And I went to post an image that we took in the dressing room, and I was going to caption it Fat Slut. And then Instagram said, this is hate speech. Are you sure you want to post it?
Wait, really?
Yeah, because I just wrote the words Fat Sluts as the caption. And they were like, are you sure you want to put this on here? And I was
especially
like,
after you just lost your Instagram account for God knows why. What happened? So 2 days ago, we'll get to Fat Slut. It was a wonderful time. 2 days ago, we got Dipper Flippers. I don't know. It's got a rhyme. But Candy Muse News had a ring.
Oh, sure. A little ring to it.
Big Dippers. Anyway, you lost yours here.
Yeah, I woke up and my Instagram was gone. And
you know,
that
happened to me one time.
And what happened?
You go first. It came back like 2 days later because I know someone that works at Instagram. But it was because I was posting. It was back when I used to post all those ugly pictures of Derek Barry on my Instagram.
Oh, bullying.
It was taken down for bullying, yes.
I am a bully. Convicted.
I am a bully.
I am a convicted bully.
No, I, to my knowledge, I have never received a report on my Instagram. I don't, like, do you get, like, a message?
Also, you're
about
verified,
that?
Which, to me,
to
you
me?
Get, to
for
me,
me,
to me,
for me,
for me,
for Misha,
para me, spooky para. Me.
What did you say?
Spooky me, are you not spooky watching me? IMHO's Dragula recap?
Wait, do we take that from them, or
no,
did they take
I
that
think
from
they
us?
Took it, well, I don't know. Well,
or
we
did
took
we
it
take
from,
it from Alaska?
We took
we
it from
took it from
Alaska.
For
we
me?
Took it from,
personally?
Yeah, so then it came to us, and we turned it to for me, for me, for me.
Spooky
and then I
me?
Think they took it from us, or maybe they took it from Alaska and made it for me, para
me, let
spooky
me, say,
me, and they have merch of it.
Me?
So I say go buy it.
So go buy it, IMHO. I don't watch IMHO Dragula recaps because I fear that I will just repeat everything they say on our
theirs
recaps.
Comes out after ours.
I know, but I feel like I'll start doing what we're talking about right now, which is just like use their inside jokes on our podcast and then be plagiarized. It's like why I don't listen to certain musicians when I'm writing music.
You write music? And that's why you're verified. Now, I think the verification saves you from a lot. Also, here's some things that people who are verified get that we common folk, with just a business profile, I think is what mine is called, get you automatically, your messages do not go into a message request folder. They end up in someone's inbox.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which is why so many times I'm like, yeah, I can ask a guest to come on the podcast, but it'll go into the message request. Whereas if you ask them, it at least goes straight to their inbox and you'll see if they saw it.
But you're so much more liked than I am.
But people will still read it and be like, oh, I'm not interested in doing that. And they just won't respond. Whereas if they were to read it and I could see that they saw it and then they were like, oh, I'm not interested and didn't respond, at least I knew they saw it.
You're talking about Morgan McMichaels.
No, Morgan answers. She, well, to well, a degree. Well,
do you want to hear the Instagram story or not?
I don't know. Is it interesting?
You kind of
don't. Froze. No. No, tell me. We're 5 minutes in.
Basically, I woke up and the Instagram was gone. I tried to log in. I typed in my username. I typed in my password. And it was like, issue here. And it said, request, you know, code to be texted to your phone. And I requested it a bunch of times and it never came through. So I texted you and I said, do you see my account? Mm-hmm. And you said, no, it's gone. So then I was able to send one more message, like one more. The next thing was me just saying like, hey, this is my account and, you know, I don't have access to it. And I got a form email back from Facebook that said, your account has been disabled this is the language. Your account has been disabled. We disable accounts for any of the following reasons. And then they list like, no, you didn't adhere to the terms of use, which is like the broadest category ever. Right. So like,
yeah,
there was no actual answer. I've told this story before because we've talked about verification, but 6 years ago, this same thing happened. I had like 10,000 followers. I woke up one day. It was gone. I reached out to a friend of mine who had a contact at Facebook. And I emailed them and they reinstated my account and verified it. That's how I got verified. I didn't get verified. Like I didn't like wake up one day. It was because my account had been disabled and then they brought it back and verified it. So spooky. I went back in my inbox and I found the email thread from 6 years ago. And I emailed that same person. And I was like, hey, haven't talked to you in 6 years. Can you do the same thing you did for me before? This means that person kept their job for 6 years, still works at Facebook/Instagram/Meta/Mark Zuckerberg's house. Like, like all of those things were true, and she fixed it in a day.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
While you were there in that email, you didn't think to just slide an old meaty's name? Maybe.
Well, this maybe is throw the a thing.
Check her away.
I asked why. No response. I asked, is there anything I can do to prevent it? No response. Like the email was very like, what's the email and phone number associated with the account? Okay, give me a new email. Okay, it's good. And my emails were like sentences and paragraphs and questions.
She was like, I don't have time for this.
Well, so, and then in the past I've asked before and they just ignore it. They're very, so I'm like, it feels fucked up.
They must be getting messages like this all the time. Because I remember I had a friend who still works at Instagram and is so great about when people's accounts get deleted or whatever, I would give them her information and she would get their account back in like a day or tell them, no, there's no way you're getting your account back.
Right, at least there's an answer.
Yeah, but then I can't use her anymore. I love her, use her. I can't send people to her. Refer people to her anymore because I referred a bad person to her. Someone who she was like, listen, dude, you're not getting your account back. And he would email her like 3 or 4 times a day begging for his account back.
I know who it was.
Saying that he needs it back, saying that it's his main form of income, like all this crazy stuff. It got to the point where she was messaging me being like, hey, I'm sorry. Can you tell him to leave me alone? And I was like messaging him and his boyfriend being like, you got to stop. You got to stop. And he would still do it. He would tell his boyfriend he wasn't. And then he would still email her.
Remember when he held everyone hostage at your party that one time?
That was also insane.
Yeah, he's an insane person. When I met him, the first time I met him, he spent all evening giving me career advice.
He can't even hang on to an Instagram. So let's get back to why I think that your Instagram got deleted.
I think it's just the jump to Meta. Someone got mad
at you.
Oh.
Oh, jump to Meta? Okay. But I think someone got mad at you, and your pictures could easily be reported. Like,
but they've
easily.
Never been reported. And everyone I said, compared to other people, girl, my shit is Bambi. Compared to what other people got going on.
My shit is Bambi.
Did you like that?
My shit is boo-boo Bambi.
Should that be the new slang when something is very like...
Mama, last night, my shit was Bambi. It means new, fresh,
no, clean, I was going to say vanilla innocent. And chill and innocent.
Oh.
Like that caller who doesn't think I'm, you know, who thinks I'm vanilla, Bambi. Oh, okay. Last night at Fat Sloot, I ran Fat into a handful of podcast listeners, one of which, a muscly ginger gentleman, who told me how much he appreciated the cum dump story. His name,
get a lot of messages about people enjoying that.
His name eludes me. Brad, Andy, Brian, Mark, John.
Brad, Andy, Brian, Mark, John, if you're out there, please.
Something in that realm.
Peter Paul
and Mary.
And Mary was there.
Honey Diva baby doll. Wait, let's take a quick break, and then when we get back, we'll talk about the party.
That's Lou. I want Willem to come. Eating better is easy with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals.
Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day long.
When my fridge is stocked with Factor meals, I'm like, oh, baby, I don't have to think about this. Mm-hmm. Like, it is so nice. The combinations are so good. I am a meat eater, but the vegetable options, there are so many. Like, I remember I had a mushroom with pasta and like a cauliflower rice. And I was like, the mushroom is filling. Like, there's plenty of portion. There's plenty of vegetable and there's plenty of flavor. And I am usually sort of not a microwave person.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool that this quality of food can just be heated up in the microwave.
And so fast. I also love it because I am a very much into ordering delivery.
I know.
Now having all the food there, I can kind of pick what I want and it's ready in 2 minutes. And I don't have to wait an hour for stuff to get delivered. And these are way healthier options than ordering delivery.
Completely. And when they have multiple things in them, you know, sometimes it's like, oh, if I cook for myself, all I'm going to eat is the biggest bowl of pasta you've ever seen in your life. But this is you get a little pasta and the chicken and a vegetable all in one dish.
Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you gotta do is heat up and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause to reschedule deliveries that suit your lifestyle.
And we're celebrating Earth Day all month long with Factor. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu items for their lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/sloppyseconds50 and use code sloppyseconds50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code SLOPPYSECONDS50 at factormeals.com/SLOPPYSECONDS50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's a slay, baby. And we're back. I'm surprised I still have a voice. I was doing a lot of screaming.
I also lost my voice last night.
It was so loud. Okay, ever since Precinct got rid of that back wall to the dressing room.
Honey Diva Baby, darling.
The noise and the heat level from the dance floor just goes right into the dressing room. I got notes.
People were dancing. Everyone had a great time. People, you did your opening number on your Segway.
Yes. From Segway Los Angeles. I have a Segway that was custom wrapped. And then I made an outfit to match it that was in
style of... custom wraps.
Write me one.
I did. I wrote you a whole song. It's called I'm a Top.
It's a 1 minute song. You wrote me 1 minute of a song.
No, anyway. There was a lot on the cutting room floor. It could have been 2.5 minutes.
I could never. Could you imagine me rapping for 2.5 minutes?
So I can barely imagine you sitting here on this podcast for 2 minutes.
I gotta go to sleep.
You're
y'all.
Like burping. Your body's like fall. You're the Jinx right now in that documentary. Your body's like slowly falling
just
apart.
Full of lies while I'm mic'd. Now I had a wonderful time. I came out on my Segway from Segway Los Angeles and my matching Evel Knievel themed outfit.
You looked great, and I'm shocked that those pads are not the new extra wide pads.
Old pads. Here's some tea.
You look huge.
New pantyhose.
So they're bigger?
Yeah, the pantyhose are larger. Because I was using pantyhose that I was buying downtown that are like Capizia, like 4XLs or whatever, but they were never big enough. That's for a person that's 4XL, not for me padded, which is like a
6XL.
Yeah, like it's like 54 inches around my butt. So I needed some really, really big tights.
Oh, so you're saying the old pantyhose were constricting your
pads?
They
were making them so small.
But your pads are meant to be that shape. Come on, Roxy DeVallettes.
Yes, Mama. Next thing you know, I'm going to be padding my calves. Now, the show, I think...
Your outfit looked great, and the show was incredible. It was one of the best live club shows I've seen, in a year. Like, you started... let me say this. You started at 11:30, which
perfect
I
time.
Loved, because sometimes when...
I texted all of those bitches before the show, and I said, your call time is 10:45, because I knew they would all show up at 11. Mm-hmm. They all showed up at 10:45, except for one. And I said, and the show starts promptly at 11:30. I don't do drag time. I need this show to run smooth.
It was... Because here's the thing. When you start a show at midnight, that's fine for an all-night show, but you had a secondary show, which was great. But... when a show is meant to start at midnight and then it starts at 12:15 and then it doesn't really get going and then it's like 1 o'clock, it's like, no, 11:30 was amazing and it was a show. People came out and did numbers and talent and there was variety. Some numbers were very long, others were very short. It was a really fun time.
I came out after Connie's. Because I was wondering, I broke everything down by time, but I never like looked at her time. I was just like, oh, the show is 24 minutes long without 24 minutes long without me talking, which is why I was like saying one thing, getting Avery to pick up the dollars and kick it. But when she went out there and did 6 minutes, I was just like staring.
She does classic music, and classic music is oftentimes longer. I will say this, the joke you made was very funny. You said, only thing longer than a Love Connie performance is the Matrix trilogy. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They like that one.
That was a bit awful.
Oh, my God. Nikki Jizz did her signature hair reveal, which I was praying she would, but I don't want to tell people what to do. I literally, in the thing, was just like, hey, everybody, try to keep a high energy number, but I'm also not going to tell you what to do. Like, do whatever you feel comfortable doing, but I'd like a high energy number. What about
you? You said no ballots, no gowns.
No, and then Vicky Vox was like, I'm doing And I Am Telling You, which also is my favorite song from
best
her.
Best thing
like,
I've ever seen her
when
do.
She ends it by getting down as slow as she can into a split. Like, she gets on her knees first and then slides into it. Anyway, if you're in LA, come to Fat Slut. I think the next one will be December 17th.
And
Big Dipper's going to be in it.
Maybe someone will do a performance.
Maybe Dipper will put on that little ham and cheese outfit and kick it. But then the sexy food eating competition, I think it went better than last time because we had 4 contestants instead of 6.
Let me tell you, the way you described the first one, I sort of thought it was going to be really messy and long. Meatball, an audience participation contest with props can go very awry. And I got to tell you, that was entertaining and fast and really great.
Timed it. 15 minutes. We started exactly at 12:30. We were done by 12:45. 15 minutes.
Are people happy with the party, like the bar and everything?
Yeah, I think they really like it. When I was there early, I got there at 6 o'clock last night to hang the curtains and then to start getting painted. And then I don't know why I made Meg show up at that time too. She really could have shown up at 9, but we like had to get all the food ready because I can't relax unless everything is set.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked just knowing everything was there. Everything was in the fridge ready to go. And I started painting, but I could hear the people in the kitchen talking. And they were like, yeah, so Jeremy said tonight's either going to be really busy or dead. And I was like, But I knew it was going to be good when, like, at 10 o'clock, the patio was, like, full of people. And by 10:30,
it was full, like, picking by 10:30, up.
So I was
like,
okay. And then Vicky said that when she came in, there was a small line. So I was like, okay, we'll be fine.
I will say about the food. Here's the thing about the food.
You didn't like the Jell-O with the Vienna sausage in it?
For the people listening, the sexy food eating contest comprised of a few things. One, a small cake, amazing option. A plateful of Twinkies, amazing option. The final round was cheesecakes, really great option. The two that I take umbrage with were the one plate of store-bought, in microwavable containers, but not microwaved cold.
Oh, were they not heated?
You know they weren't heated.
I didn't touch it. That was
cold mac and cheese, cold mashed potatoes with cold gravy poured on top of them.
We'll talk about porn because Dipper was walking around with a little friend that I've seen on the internet.
And then the other plate was lemon Jell-O with hot dogs cut up. Were the
Vienna
hot dogs
sausages?
But were those sausages, did you get them and then cook them and then put them in the Jell-O, or you just pulled them out of the pack?
They come in a can.
Yes,
it's a Vienna sausage.
But they're
no,
like,
I didn't cook it.
You don't
cook a Vienna sausage, you eat it out of the can. It smelled like cat food. First of all, the Jell-O was holding the stench in, because the minute he cracked that Jell-O open, I was like, And then he was doing a bunch of crazy. It was Cabrina who was visiting and then just jumped up on the stage because a contestant dropped out. She like spit in the air and a piece of the Jell-O got into my eye while I was on stage. So I had to like kind of walk off stage. Also, very crazy. Were you watching from the DJ booth or were you watching from the audience?
We were on the floor.
Did you see that Dre just came out and stood on the stage next to me for like most of it?
Uh-huh.
Didn't ask him to. Afterwards, I turned to him. Maybe I shouldn't put his business out there, but I was like, do you have like a little thing for food? Are you like into like food stuff? And he goes, Yeah, a little bit, maybe. And I was like, yeah, because you were really watching intently.
Henry, who I was with, the moment Jose, can you see, sat full ass on the piece of cake, he went, oh, that's so hot. Maybe I should start doing that on my OnlyFans.
Oh my God.
And then I can get someone to eat it out of my butt. And he looked at me and said, collab?
Collab! Well, and that's what you wanted. You said last time you suggested that we put whipped cream on a go-go's butt and someone lick it off. When Jose wiped the icing off of his butt, off of his hole, and then licked it. I was like, that's a winner, baby.
He just needs to change his name to Hole Say, can you see? You know what I'm saying?
Ah!
All right.
And on that,
let's take a break. Listen, we're back, and
we
wanted to take a moment to just get serious for just a bit. Meatball,
you know,
if you wanted to invite people into your corner.
Please come over to my apology corner while I'll apologize for things that I've said in the past that may have been a bold-faced lie.
So, listeners, you're welcome to join Meatball in the corner or get those keyboard fingers ready for a cancellation on Twitter. Go ahead, Meatball.
Now, please sit down, cross your legs. We're going to be sitting crisscross applesauce. I almost said the bad one. I'd like to apologize for last week's spooky seconds review with special guest Vander Von Odd, who Dolly messaged me because I guess Dolly listened to that episode and was like, wow, pick the worst guest for such that messy episode. And I was like, we love a non-problematic queen. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Dolly,
you're welcome to come on the show.
Yeah.
If you're allowed, whenever you like.
And maybe if you come on the show, I'll resubscribe to your OnlyFans and see if there's anything new. I did say that
nude
Fergie was on a movie called Ghost Ship Remake. Listen, that movie does not exist. There is a Ghost Ship movie, but it was not ever remade. What I was thinking about was another movie called Poseidon. Adventures of Poseidon. Poseidon Returns. Poseidon Adventure, which I guess was a movie a while ago, and then it was remade. So that I was correct about. And I will say that Fergie was in a red dress, much like the Italian and or French. I had two people saying different things. Lounge singer from Ghost Ship. So maybe she was referencing it, but I will stand by the Big Boulay saying spelling out glamour was in reference to Fergie. I will stand by that statement.
Yeah, because if you actually, I think this might be a challenge to all those internet editors out there.
Nerds.
But I do think you could very easily put together a little clip of G-L-A-M. Yeah, set to the beat of glamorous.
You are, because she just spelled glamour. And then
I'm sure you can find an S somewhere, because she already says the O and the U.
Oh, yeah. Wish she had a lisp. Now,
does Fergie have a lisp?
No, but could we get the Big Boulay to do the one-handed cartwheels going,
just get an Aquarian to do it.
Also,
I think you took that apology too seriously.
What do you mean?
I don't think anyone cares.
My inbox. When I say people have been messaging me, five or six, then a phone call. We had three calls.
Whoa, for real?
Yes. But now, speaking of calls, let's take it over to the phone line, and we'll start with Fango, which is another issue that I also need to apologize.
Oh, yeah.
For
people, you're really fucked up.
Everyone's like, wow, the misinformation on this podcast. Listen, I told you it's a QAnon podcast.
Hey, Big Dipper. Hey, Meatball. I was just calling to let you know that he, on this episode of Dragula, he didn't say Fangoria. He said Fango. He said, yeah, the Fango family. And Meatball, you're crazy. Okay, bye.
Okay, true.
Listen, when I was watching it this last time, I was watching it with people. There was people in the room, so they were chit-chatting. So I think I heard maybe one of them say Fangoria. The guy said Fango, which, honestly, if you're trying to represent your brand, say the full fucking name.
Okay. I thought this was an apology corner.
Oh, right. And I'd like to apologize to Mark Royal, William Royal.
Nobile,
Alabama. I'd like to apologize to him. I'm so hungover. Okay, next call. We gotta fill this time.
Next call.
Hey, Big Dip, and hey, Meatball. All this talk about the Wicked movie and you doing a watch along makes me think Cinderella. That a really fun movie for you to do a watch along to would be The Wiz. I think y'all would just have a really good commentary on that movie. And it's like such a classic. It'd be great for the holidays. Just my opinion. Thank you.
Bye. One of my favorite musical theater songs ever. Slide some oil to me.
Wait, mine is come on in. Ease on down the road. Don't you carry nothing that might be a load. Come on. Ooh. William, you want to auto-tune that?
Don't make him do that again. Eveline. No, don't bring me no bad news.
Oh, that was
The Wiz is such
also,
a good song.
Also, Home at the end.
Home is lit, of course. What's the one they sing in Munchkin Land? Okay, we can do The Wiz or we can do Cinderella. I do want to see Billy Porter be the fairy godmother.
Okay,
I still
here's
have
the thing. What if we just made a double feature out of it? Because we're going dark for like 2 weeks in December. We're not releasing episodes.
You know, let me look at the calendar. Okay, let's pull the curtain back, everyone. We're going to have a logistics conversation with our listenership. Let's see when the Dragula airing ends. Because if they end, like if the season ends and we have like two more weeks, we could use those 2 weeks to do some viewing.
Yes.
Some watch alongs. We're going to figure it out. We're going to figure it out. Wait, I know we have more voicemails, but I have a few more things I wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah, go for it.
Go ahead.
No, it was just going to be about that OnlyFans performer that you were running around with last night.
Henry, who's in town from Australia, came to the party and had an amazing time. Meaty Henry. Had an amazing time. He really enjoyed himself, he said.
Good.
Yeah.
And then you took him home?
Well, I drove him home. And we went to Cantor's Deli.
I can't imagine doing something after being out that late. That's
it was like crazy. Well, neither of us were drinking, so we just like hopped in the car and
he was
then
on some. Now,
No. Can you look in your don't move, but look in your Zoom window? Doesn't it look like you have a faux hawk? Little alfalfa.
Because of the wallpaper. Now,
have you ever been to Cantor's at fucking 3 a.m?
No, the amount of drunk. I could never. After nights out, Vander and Pinche and like Tito back in the day, like when we would all hang out at Precinct on Friday nights, they would all go out to eat afterwards. But my brain was always like, I'm going to get as drunk as I can at this bar and then I'm going to go home and sleep. So the only few times that I tried to go out with them to like a Waffle House or a Cantor's or just something, I would just fall asleep at the table.
You gotta have a certain like bone in your body to like
mine. Once I start drinking, does not stop. Maybe wait, I have a problem.
You got a problem. When I was driving home, I looked in my rearview mirror, and you know who was behind me?
No,
Mateo in West Hollywood, and I was like, what is going on?
Going home?
He had dropped Trixie off. So we both...
Oh, yeah. DJ Trixie showed up, and she DJed at my party. Unannounced. Just unpaid. There. Unpaid.
Well, you know, Mateo...
these bitches working for free.
That's right. Mateo is her DJ mentor, and so anytime he has a set, if she wants to sort of, like, practice or jump on the decks, he lets
her. He just told me, he was like, you should start DJing, too. And then he was like, because it's obvious that you don't like lip-syncing anymore. And I was like, Nail on the fucking head. He was like, it's not hard. And I was like watching him up there with his turntables. And I was like, looked pretty fucking hard.
Well. Run it back. I could teach you how to DJ the low key way. We could do the Ray Latre way. The program on your computer.
And then I can scat on the mic if I want.
Then if you like it, you could graduate up to lick the turntables. Because just doing it on your computer is pretty feasible.
Wiki. And then I could put stickers all over my computer and be like, maybe wear a marshmallow helmet or something.
Okay.
A meatball helmet. And then I don't even have to be in drag.
We had one more thing to say. Oh, so when we were at Cantor's, we were ordering... So Henry's from Australia. And obviously, Cantor's at 3 a.m. is a wild beast. First of all, it's packed because it's there's barely anything in LA that's 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's packed. We were getting food to go because I was like, I got to get out of here. He was hungry. It was like, we'll just drop you back off after you get your food. And then he looked over and he saw the pastries. The man doing cake at the end of the night was the slowest worker ever. He literally was like pulling the tray out, slicing, and then he'd look at you and be like, where on the cake? There'd be like and he'd like run the knife over to show you how big of a piece you wanted, because they sell all the pastries by weight. So it's like he's going, how big, and then he sliced it. He cleaned the knife off, then went in the back, cleaned the knife off, then came back, used the knife again, then was like, oh, gotta clean it again, went in the back. I kid you not, it took 10 minutes to get one slice of this cheesecake. We were waiting on the sandwich, so it was okay, but Henry kept looking at me. He was like, is this how the service, like, is this? And I was like, no, this man is on a, like, this man is a tour tus.
Oh, no. I've yelled at a lady in Joanne's for taking too long to cut my fabric.
What I think is crazy is that we looked at the line and all of a sudden there were six people behind us in line. This one girl was falling asleep. She was so drunk. She was like standing in line waiting to get a pastry and like falling over. And I'm like, Diva, to the man making the cake slices, do you not see the line is forming?
I hate that. I hate
slice and dice, girl. He had to build a box.
Pumping fish.
He built a box, a new box for every single pastry he made.
They should have extra people there, or like a waiter
there
come in and
help. There were five people on the other side taking sandwich orders, but this man was by himself in the bakery.
Sometimes it's one of those things where it's like the most obvious answer for running a business well seems to escape the owners.
Are you making any food this week for Thanksgiving? Are you doing that? Are you celebrating it? Are you even having a meal?
I don't think we're going to celebrate that awful holiday. And right. I don't think I'm having a meal. I told you I'm not doing the holidays, baby boy. I ain't doing shit, boy.
Baby boy, you say no gifts. So we don't have to exchange gifts this year.
No, I'm still doing gifts.
I'm still receiving gifts.
I will still be receiving and giving gifts, but I will be. It will not be Christmas related. It will be like.
Will you be giving?
It's the end of the year appreciation. No, I won't. Unless it's the movie about witches.
Oh,
which I don't think it was about witches. Maybe it was fortune tellers. Again,
I gotta buy my mom.
Get her a tushy
birthday gift.
I got my parents two tushies. One for my dad's office, one for their main bedroom.
Two tussies.
And then I got them a countertop ice machine.
Whoa. How does that work?
You put water in it and it makes ice, but it sits on your counter. Because my mom loves a Diet Coke during the day. And she always wants ice, but she doesn't like the ice. She wants Sonic ice. She doesn't like the ice that comes in her fridge.
But that's what the countertop does? It makes those little cubes?
Yes, the one that
cubes.
I'm getting them... You can make it has options. You can do cubes. You can do like the hollow, like the round ones that are hollow on the inside, and then it can make like the cylindrical Sonic ice.
I'm not really into ice that much.
I love it. Oh God, I love ice. Catch me crunching on ice anytime it's in my cup, baby.
Crash, crash, crash,
crunch, crunch.
Yeah. Well, I'm making pumpkin
crunch,
pies.
Crunch, crunch, munch, munch,
munch, munch. Silk with the good milk came to eat your lunch. Hunch. I've got a hunch in my back. I'm making pumpkin pies this week.
I normally make pumpkin cheesecakes, but I guess I could make a vegan one. I've never tried.
Pumpkin cheesecake.
It's so good. We do this every year. I talk about my pumpkin cheesecakes.
Can you there send I me come. The recipe for that?
It's actually my mom's recipe. So.
Sorry. Can you send it to me, though?
Maybe. You need a mixer or like a hand mixer because you can't. I mean, you could try to mix it by hand. Oh, yeah, everyone. Trisha Paytas is now vegan. She was vegan for 2 weeks and then ate a Snickers. And literally on her TikTok, she was like, Snickers are vegan. What? There's no dairy in them. And everyone was like, Trisha, it literally says milk, chocolate.
Milk.
She's
chocolate.
Also Hari. I'm gonna say it wrong. Hari Krishna. Now, so I think I may not be obsessed with her anymore because I'm seeing. Before I was able to not see the red flags because I had rose-colored glasses on, but Mama, the glasses are off, and she is a problem.
Okay, and then other thoughts like about this video I sent you on TikTok. This is a drag queen
doing the
like
quick changes.
A brunch number doing quick change teas. And
I don't like? And no offense, I mean, I think she's incredible and Nazir incredible. But quick changes like that, it's like it's an obvious reveal. Like you can see it.
Right. But I think that you, like that was sick.
That was
what
sickening.
She just revealed. I feel like there's a way where you could incorporate that kind of a quick change garment into your show and people wouldn't see it coming.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Well, because I'm quitting performing, I'm going to become a DJ Meaty.
Okay, we are back and got some voicemailies for you.
Oh, it's me, DJ Meaty. Isn't that, wait, can you make an air horn sound?
You want me to?
Yeah, try it. No, not like a sound effect, but like if you were to do it with your mouth.
Oh, with my mouth? I think with my mouth it would sound like this. That sounded really accurate, right?
Yeah. How did you? The craziest part was that you were able to talk while doing it.
If I were to make an air horn sound, my mother would go, ew, 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 ew.
Ow, 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 ow. Wait, did you see that TikTok that I sent it to you of the girl who can make the train noise with her?
No.
Oops, I've tuned in. Wait, let's get into this. Let's get into sound effects.
All right. Play. Can you stop?
Play the dolphins or the, yeah, play the dolphin. Which no, I still
you're
don't...
making gross mouth noises. Meatball. Just.
What? This isn't funny.
I feel like it's too much what you're doing. You went to the bathroom while we're doing this? All right.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I just realized earlier today?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's what it sounds like when the Poseidon goes down. Now,
what did you realize earlier today?
Nothing. Let's take these voicemails. It's not important.
Here we go.
Hey, y'all. So, just got home, and I had this, like, really cute couple. One had a fat-ass cock, like, in my mouth.
Whoa.
The other one, like, had a nice cock in my butt, and whoa. I was on my back. And the one with the fat cock in my mouth was like, oh, here, have some of your poppers. A brand-new bottle of poppers. Brand new.
Uh-huh.
Let me help you put them in your nostril. And he spilled them all over my eyes and all over my face. So into my nostrils, my mouth. I immediately, you know, even after a few drinks, I jumped up, still drunk, ran into the bathroom, was screaming, washed my eyes out, and I can see all right, eye drops in and all that. I politely waited them for them to leave, but do you have any tips on what happens when you have these toxic chemicals put into your eyes and your nostrils and your mouth? Like, what do you do? I can see fine now, but I mean, this shit probably happens all the time, so I might thought, well, you guys might want to have an input on that. Thank you!
I don't know. Meatball, do you know?
I don't know the science behind it. I just feel like I'm just, like, reminiscing over, like, middle school science when they're like, you have to flush your eyes out.
Right?
You have to wash it off your face. I know when it gets on your skin, it will leave, like, a chemical burn, so I think maybe your eyes just have to heal. I mean, go see a doctor. Here's the thing. Go see a doctor. Go see a doctor. Because that could
truly,
have caused some
real
fucking damage.
Truly, I mean, those are
real
fucking chemicals.
Yeah.
I've heard of people swallowing it before and spilling it or getting popper burn, like, around their lips
the
or
nose.
Mouth and their nose. But I don't have any firsthand experience, nor do I really know about the repercussions of it spilling into your eyes. But I will say, I'm happy to know you can see right now and that you did wash it out. But I will say it does sound serious.
Worried about you, boo.
Worried about you, boo. Okay. One more? Two more?
Two
what do
more.
You think?
Well,
hey, Meatball. Hey, Big Dipper.
Let's do two
long
more.
Time listener, first time caller. I just had a little story that I was reminded of just now. So in high school, in the early 2000s, I had a shoebox full of disposable cameras.
Huh.
I was part of the drama crowd, and I would take pictures of friends, rehearsals, shows, and whatnot. I probably had 8 to 10 disposable cameras. Well, one day, my dad decides to surprise me and get maybe 3 of these cameras' photos developed. Well, little did he know that my friend and I, we'll call him Michael, one of those cameras had sexual explicit photos of me and my friend. I remember one photo specifically, me sprawled out on the hood of my friend Michael's car and holding my fat boner in the middle of a park of the town that we grew up in.
Ooh, fat boner.
And when my dad went to pick up the photos, the gentleman who developed the photos said, "Sir, we usually don't develop photos like this," and gently slides the envelope of photos to my dad, and my dad sees the photos. And yeah, so that was super embarrassing. I'm sure it looked like to the guy developing the photos that my dad was the one taking the photos of me and my friend Michael, but that was not the case, thank God. But yeah, it was super embarrassing, and my dad and I have not spoken about that since it happened almost 20 years ago. But yeah, so that's my story. Goodbye.
Sounds like a cool dad.
I'm a cool dad. Hello.
Also,
hello, 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 Christine. I'm a cool dad. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Miss Vanjie, who makes more money than you. Remember when she said that to you?
She didn't say that, but she meant it. Also, I'm going back to Vegas again.
When? Wait, I want to come.
Mid-December or whatever.
Oh, I talked to Michael about that. He said he was going to see if the hotel would make it into two rooms instead of the one so I could come with.
Oh, yeah, because Michael, I guess, made so much money gambling that the hotel literally was like, please come stay here for free, and also gave us options of dates and options of different hotels. They were like, if you don't want to stay at our hotel, you can gamble here and stay at these other hotels. I don't know what he did. I think it's a scam. Now,
I'm
going think that your
dad... the hookers in the buffet.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I didn't see many hookers when I was sex workers when I was there, but I did see a couple buffets that we didn't go to because you have to make a reservation at the buffet. Now, about your dad, I'm pretty sure that that man who developed those photos knew that your dad didn't take them, especially if all the other photos in there were like of you and your friends at school doing theater. But I tried to get nudies developed one time and they just didn't even put them in the thing. Like, they didn't give them to me.
Wait, you turned in the thing.
I turned in two rolls of film to a film developing studio here in Los Angeles, and they did not give me back the ones that had dicks or butts in them. They kept them from me.
Oh, for real.
And they cut the negatives out of the reel.
That is wild.
So there's probably some nudie film of me somewhere.
They're trying to...
That's why I got that
censor the
Polaroid
world
so that we can just keep the nudes in-house, you know?
There you go. All right, this is our last voicemail.
That was the last one.
No, it isn't.
I just have a question.
You got another one?
You all turned me out to Sniffies. Thank you. I've had some great hookups. But on that app, I've had, like, situations where I send all my information to someone. I send face. I send body. We really connect.
Face and body.
They want to hook up with me, but then all of a sudden they want it to be anonymous, where they come in, I don't get to see them, they just want to use me and leave, which is not my vibe. But it, like, leads me to think, like, they want me, they like what they see, so why wouldn't they, like, not want to do Anon, you know? So...
Anon?
I don't know. My thought process is I'm wondering, is this like rooted in internal homophobia? Like, are they afraid to be with me? Is this just a preference and they don't know how to say that outright? Should I be offended when they say they like want to kiss me, want to be with me, want to see me, and then they're suddenly like, oh, be face down, ass up? What are your thoughts? Is it gay to be face down, ass up? Okay, goodbye.
Oh my God, I have so many thoughts.
Well, what are your thoughts? Because I have thoughts too, but I've been really ranting today.
Okay, you're on the wrong app if you're looking for someone who
if
wants
you're looking
to
for
like
face to face, mama,
hold you and love you. Also, I totally understand the idea that the root of what Sniffies is about is right here, right now, let's hook up. And so I think a lot of people, when they get that,
idea in their head. They literally want to walk in and fuck a hole and then leave. Mm. And so they are not completely into, as you said, anon. They're not completely into an anonymous scene because they want to know that they're attracted to the person they're fucking, but they don't want to like greet you at the door, get a tour of your apartment. They want to be ready for sex. Like they want to be done in 10 minutes and leave having dumped a load.
So yeah, you're a I whole just think bitch.
You're on the wrong site if you're looking for like a date or even something cordial, which I know is sort of like harsh and wild to say, but I think literally the point of that app. I mean, people are looking to like meet up in a parking lot somewhere or like meet up at a park and then go somewhere and fuck and like not talk to one another.
Yeah.
And so
I think you sending your face and your body and everything, that means that they're still attracted to you. They like your face and body, but they're not interested in getting to know you. See, they like the package.
Mm-hmm.
They like what you're serving on the stage for the judges.
They like what you've put together. They like what you've invested in yourself.
Yes.
That you're presenting good whole, good quality whole.
Also, yeah, again, wrong app. But I don't know. I mean, I haven't been on Grindr in years. I only ever used like Growler and Sniffies. Well, Growler.
All
You're
right.
You're not going to find love on an app, baby boy. See you in hell. All right.
See you in hell.
That brings us to the end of our show.
Meatball, tell me in great detail what you plan to do for the rest of the day.
Smoke a couple bowls of dad grass, get into bed, order fried chicken, and count my money.
Okay, Scrooge McDurk.
I made a lot of money, but I also paid everyone so well last night that as I was writing down the prices and counting up how much I was paying out, I was like,
I made $200 tonight.
I basically was like, oh my God, am I going to be dead ass broke after this? Because I hate that in LA, girls get paid like $50 to do two numbers.
Yeah, it's
that tough. Is so annoying. I want you to be able to take a Lyft there and back. I want you to make your tips, and I want you to walk away with at least $100 in your pocket. So I'm paying everybody $200 or higher.
Yeah.
And last night, they only did one number, so I was like, please make it good, and they did.
They really did. I mean, I guess it would also be different. We've talked about this. There are a number of hosts who really create a tipping environment, like an aggressive tipping environment that isn't bad, that makes you feel like as a show, like as when you go to the show, you need to pay the cover and then also maybe have roughly $10 on hand to spread amongst the performers. And they make it really, really accessible for the audience to tip and that kind of a thing. And I think there's a way to do that. So you personally, as the person putting in all the work to do the party, you don't have to be the burden of everyone's income, but the people enjoying the party and attending the party are paying a small cover at the door and then also tipping people and then buying their drinks, because you gave so much entertainment last night.
For free. Actually, no, it was $8 at the door.
But $8 and then no tips, like you gave at least $20 to $25 worth of theatrical entertainment as like a ticket. Like if I were to buy a ticket to the show, like I would say that was easily a $25 show.
Yeah.
So $8 at the door, then I should have this rest of the money to tip out the performers.
Yeah, bitch. I pulled Vicky Vox out of not doing club shows for forever. She was reason I came was because you asked.
I met her in the parking lot and we actually walked into the club together. And she was like, I have not been out of the house in 2 years. I'm hibernatia. Here's a thought. I'll just throw it out there. You could do a pulley system with a bucket on a pulley. And start it at the back and slowly during each number have one of the go-go boys pull it forward through the crowd. And so people can reach up and throw money in there for the performer. And then you send it back and then it comes down each time.
Yeah, it's a big...
It's very hard to tip from the back of the house.
I wish people had better aim to throw.
Well, that's also hard too.
You know what? I should get two go-go's at the end of each number.
With the pulley system's long, nets.
But really long fishing nets like in churches. Like when they would, they push it down the aisle.
Yes. Collection plate.
Yes.
And you can say, you know, during while an act is on stage, everything collected in the collection plate goes to that performer, and then at the end they dump it into the bucket. Girl, everyone is just here out here listening to our great ideas.
And I'm never gonna do it. Thank you so much for listening to Sloppy Seconds this week on podcast Sloppy Seconds Forever Dog Network. Now we're gonna go on the Mom Network. You can call in with the Fuck Talk story to 213-536-9180. Or email sloppysecondspod@gmail.com. Our Instagrams are Spicy as Meatball and Big Dipper Jelly, and also Big Dipper Music. What are you going to do with that other one? Stu, who cares? And we're going to, Twitter is Big Dipper Jelly. And my Twitter is Fat Jag Meatball. And don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't ever miss an episode, which come out every Tuesday and Friday. And you're gonna love this Friday's guest for Spooky Seconds. We got a great one.
Can't wait.
Goodbye.
We'll see you soon.
Doodle doo doo forever dog. To listen to Sloppy Seconds ad-free and one day early, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcast.com/plus.
Sloppy Seconds is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a. Mom.
Hosted by Big Dipper and Meatball. Music, editing, and sound design by William Pitt.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our artwork was drawn by Christian Cimarroni.
And our theme song was written by Mike Malarkey.